Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to At The Movies with me, Umar Pagan, Ampage Pagan. Bridget Jones is back. It's been 12 years since The Edge of Reason, and we finally get the long-awaited threequel we never knew we wanted. Renee Zellweger is back, Colin Firth is back, Daniel Cleaver is dead, you know, by virtue of Hugh Grant not wanting to do the movie. But fear not, in his place is McDreamy himself, Patrick Dempsey. Joining me today, Tasha Fussell is here, and we're going to tell you if the wait was worth it.
Yes.
That is an immediate, unhesitant...
There is no other...
Yes.
Yeah, there is no other answer, I don't think, apart from yes.
All right. So, were you a fan of both movies?
No. And I think most people fell in love with Bridget the first time around, but the second movie was really... I don't know what went wrong there.
Well, she suddenly started making a lot of irrational decisions in the second movie, which didn't seem like it fell in line with the character.
Well, she makes a lot of irrational decisions... Always.
She does, but they somehow seem to be rooted in Bridget logic.
Right.
And in The Edge of Reason, there was a lot of stuff that seemed to fall far, far away from even what was considered Bridget logic.
Bad story writing then, was that?
I think it was. So what happened was Bridget Jones' Edge of Reason lost its director, Sharon Maguire, and there was another director that did it, and I think that was the big missing piece. And in Bridget Jones's Baby, we get Sharon Maguire back, but also, from what I've read, apparently Emma Thompson was called in at the last minute to do some serious script doctoring. There was an already existing script, and it was co-written by Helen Fielding herself, but...
You just needed that extra.
Well, people didn't like it, apparently. I think the cast didn't like it, and they had to call in Emma Thompson. Now, Emma Thompson's actually won an Oscar for screenwriting. She wrote Sense and Sensibility, and, you know, she's won an acting award for Howard's End. So, yeah, Emma Thompson, you can tell, I don't know about you, like, I'm a huge fan of Emma Thompson, and listening to the banter in this movie, I could tell the Emma Thompson flourishes. I knew what jokes were hers.
I don't have the Emma Thompson ears, but every joke landed really well. And that was really nice, especially it's, you know, since it's like sort of a rom-com and we haven't had a good rom-com in a long time. So it was just really pleasant, really nice to see like good humor and like it didn't try too hard to be something different, like, you know, to not be a rom-com. But at the same time, they introduce a lot of, I don't know, like feminist type
tropes.
Tropes. For example, Mark Darcy's, you know, cause throughout the film, you know, what he's working on. He's a lawyer. Is he a human rights lawyer?
Kind of. Yeah, he's an activist lawyer.
Yeah. So he's championing the rights of women to, like, you know, free the nipple or something like that. And that's something that, I mean, I just watched a video on that on YouTube like 2 days ago. So it's so relevant. It's so current. So there is that, like, you know, insert, we realize the world is feminist now. And so we're acknowledging it. But...
Well, this was the interesting thing about Bridget Jones, because Bridget Jones as a character was always this very tough, pliable individual, right? So she was, in her own way, a kind of feminist. She was strong, she was independent, but yet she desperately wanted to be skinny and find love. And I think it worked. They balanced that really well because they satirized it as well.
But she wasn't like outwardly independent, like if you or strong. Like if you compare her to, say, the girls that like Daniel Cleaver slept with, you know, these hot, tall models who are, you know, in these high-powered jobs and things like that. She was just trying to make her way in the world, trying to please her parents, trying to, you know, get a job. So very relatable, very normal, but very modern in her thinking.
Yes, but also I think what sold her character was her sincerity. In all of her movies, she comes across as being so incredibly sincere. And I think that's what makes it work. That's what makes her irrationality work. That's what makes her constant quest to be her perfect weight work. And you don't see it as being something anti-feminist.
No, it's not.
It doesn't come across that way at all, right?
Well, not to me, because I think I can probably, like, as a girl or just as any a normal person, just relating to her goofiness, because we all faff up, we all goof around and do stupid things. And I think that sort of vulnerability is something that everybody can relate to.
So for those of you who don't know, this movie takes place many, many years later, and they're all in their 40s now.
Yeah.
And Bridget is once again alone on her birthday in her pajamas, and she decides to go have a romp at a music festival where she meets Patrick Dempsey.
Who is a superb substitute, like, I think...
For Hugh Grant.
For Hugh Grant. I mean, Patrick Dempsey, man.
McDreamy himself.
Yeah. Two worlds colliding.
So she meets Patrick Dempsey at this music festival. They have a little bit of sexy time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they move on. There's a christening where she happens to run into Mark Darcy again. Old love, heartthrob, Colin Firth. There's some sexy time.
Of course.
And then they move on. And the next thing you know... She's pregnant.
And Emma Thompson's her doctor.
Emma Thompson is by far one of the strongest things in this film.
Yes.
Every time she's on screen, it's a laugh a minute.
She saved the stellar lines for herself.
She really did. Yeah. And it's weird because I felt a sense of sentimentality for this film because it's a very old-fashioned movie. In that sense, it hits all the same tropes. You have the water breaking at a crucial moment, everyone rushing to the hospital. I mean, everything plays out almost the way you think it would because, you know, she doesn't know who the father is, who can the father be, here's the conflict, I can't tell them the truth, oh my God, what's going on? And all of that stuff plays out as it should, but yet it still worked. I didn't feel tired or bored.
It was still fresh.
It still felt fresh. I mean, this is, when I say old-fashioned movie, this is not like Amy Schumer's Trainwreck or a lot of the modern-day single women looking for love rom-coms. They have a very 2016 approach. This still had a very...
Is it because it was kind of classy, Uma?
What, this movie? Yeah, it was a little... Maybe it's because they all spoke with English accents. Yeah. That's what did it, Dash. I got confused with all the English accents.
No, but I think... I agree, I suppose. She didn't spin out of control. You know, and it felt like every decision she made, like, willingly. It wasn't like a drunken night out or... Well, she was. She got really hammered, actually.
She did really get really hammered.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, but there was a connection that came before the hammering. Both hammerings. Okay, I'm just going to cut this out.
Really? I'm not going to cut that out at all. There was drinking before both hammerings. I think that is the quote to describe this film.
But there are also, you know, a lot of good lines, I think. And the introduction of Spilf is something I'm not going to forget. So that's one to, like, look out for.
You can Google that, folks. Spilf. Instead of MILF, Spilf.
Yeah, it's the new thing.
It's the new thing. You know what I also enjoyed? And I didn't think I would because it's been so long since the last film. But it felt really comfortable with these characters again.
And you weren't expecting that.
I wasn't expecting it because so much time has passed. And a lot of times when they do these reunion movies, something is often lost. But the chemistry between all of them, between her friends, between Colin Firth, even Patrick Dempsey, who's a newcomer to this scene, is comfortable. I like the comfort of all of these characters.
Yeah, but I think that's the charm of... I don't know why I'm peddling this, but like... The fact that it's British, there's something about the fact that it's British that does that. Even though Hugh Grant wasn't there, there's still that, like, there's like this tie, this big British family feel when you watch it. I think it's a testament
to just good writing.
And good acting. Yeah.
Did you like seeing Renee Zellweger again? I did.
I was looking forward to see her because, you know, there's so much speculation about, you know, physically what she's done or not done to her face. So, you know, you want to see that on the big screen. And I think they're just, you know, it was overblown. People just, you know, focusing on things they shouldn't be focusing on. Oh, that sounded angry.
Oh, that's fine. Be angry, Tash. Be angry.
She was lovely. And I initially never understood why they would cast her as Bridget Jones because she's American. But I'm totally over that now.
I'm totally over it too. I think she just fits so well into the role. Her relationships with everyone else in the movie is pitch perfect.
And there's like a maturity now. She's like gone up in the ranks in work. And so like there's this like grown-upness to her that I've enjoyed watching. It's like you've seen, it's literally like she's just, you were seeing a different chapter of her life and it's just, she's done it really well.
Yeah. So the other thing which is nice is that this is the icing on the cake. It's a nice wrap-up to the series. And I think it ended in the only way it possibly could. We won't tell you how it ended, but if you're a fan of the romantic comedy genre, and if you're a fan of Bridget Jones, I think you want this ending for her as much as anything else.
Yes. Well, you're just giving it away.
I'm not. Anyway, they're not going to kill her off at the end of this film, folks. You know what you're getting when you go to see a Bridget Jones movie. Bridget Jones's Baby is in cinemas right now. You can go check it out. Tweet us at @UmaPagan. At BFM Radio. Let us know what you think of the film. You've been listening to At The Movies. This is BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.